Assalamu alaikum wa rahmatullahi wa barakatuh, and welcome to Sahaba Profiles. We commence by taking a look at the profile of a great Sahabi, Anas bin Malik al-Ansari radiyallahu an. This Sahabi is famously known as Khadim Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. He is known as the servant of Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. He was a very young man when his parents had decided to offer him to be of service to the Prophet sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. His mother's name was Umm Sulaym Sahla bint Milhan Ansariya radiyallahu anha. And his father was Malik, as the name suggests. They were from the tribe of Banu Najjar, and that was considered to be one of the most noble tribes in Madinatul Munawwara. He was from the Ansar. He was born 10 years before Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam migrated to Madinatul Munawwara. In other words, approximately 3 years after Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam received Nubuwa. He was only 9 years old when his mother had embraced Islam. His father never embraced Islam. His father became angry when his mother embraced the deen. And then later on, his father would always insult his mother whenever his mother would talk about the teachings of Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. And one day when his mother came and she said to his father that today I have learnt something new from the Prophet of Allah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. And he said, what is it? So the mother said that today the Prophet of Allah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam taught us that khamar, that intoxicants, alcohol has been made haram. His father could not tolerate it, and at that point, he divorced his mother and he migrated to Syria, and he died there as a mushrik, he died there as an idol worshipper, as a polytheist. After his father had divorced his mother, there was a man by the name of Abu Talha, Ansari radiallahu anhu. He was a very noble man from the Ansar. He was very well known in Madinatul Munawwara. And he proposed for Umm Sulaym, that's the mother of Anas bin Malik. And she also refused to marry him until he embraced Islam. And when he agreed to embrace Islam, she even told him that I will forego my mahar. I will forego my mahar in order for you to become a Muslim. And then you can marry me. Your becoming a Muslim will be the mahar for you, for me to accept your marriage proposal. And eventually Abu Talha Ansari radiallahu anhu accepted Islam. And there are great stories pertaining to Abu Talha, Umm Sulaym, and Anas bin Malik, who lived in the house of Abu Talha Ansari radiallahu anhu thereafter, which we will discuss at a later stage, inshallah. Now, the tribe of Banu Najjar, from which his mother came, they were inspired with Islam in the early days. And they were one of the first tribes from Madinatul Munawwara to accept Islam. Almost the entire tribe had embraced Islam even before Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam had come to Madinatul Munawwara. We know about the first pledge of Aqaba and the second pledge of Aqaba when delegations had come from Medina to Makkah to meet Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, and then they embraced the faith and they embraced Islam on the hands of Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. If you read the books of history, especially when it comes to the profile of Anas bin Malik radiyallahu an, there's an amazing description of how he was a young boy, as I said, of approximately 10 years old, when Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam came to Madinatul Munawwara. And he himself takes up the story and he says that one day I was playing with the small children of Madinatul Munawwara, and all of a sudden we heard, some sort of a commotion. We heard some sort of an excitement. And people told us that Muhammadur Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam has now come to Madinatul Munawwara. And everybody rushed and everybody was excited. And the young children, he says, were jumping over one another in excitement to be the first to get a glimpse of Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. And at that time, he was a young boy. His mother, Umm Sulaym, was also very excited because she had already embraced the deen. She had already embraced the faith of Islam. And they rushed towards Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam to get the first glimpse of the Nabi of Allah entering Madinatul Munawwara. And it's a famous incident. It's a famous story. We know how the Prophet sallallahu alayhi wa sallam came in, and the rendition of Tala' al-Badru alayna, the young children, how they lined the streets and how they were chorusing different couplets and poetry to welcome Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam to Madinatul Munawwara. After the Prophet sallallahu alayhi wa sallam came to Madinatul Munawwara and settled down, then Umm Sulaym, together with Abu Talha, they came to the Prophet sallallahu alayhi wa sallam and they said, Ya Rasulullah, almost everybody, almost every couple, almost every household here in Madinatul Munawwara, they've given you something as a gift. you know, they've welcomed you with some gift or the other, and we haven't been able to give you anything, but we've come here to offer you our son, Anas. Anas is a very intelligent boy. He's 10 years old, and you would need somebody to do your errands for you. You would need somebody to do your basic tasks to help you with the different chores that you have, especially when it comes to your personal matters. So we are proposing, O Rasul of Allah, that you take this young son of ours, Anas, and you make him your personal assistant, if you want to call it that. You'd use him and you utilize him to run errands for you. And the Nabi of Allah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam was very happy. He took an instant liking to Anas bin Malik radiallahu an. He embraced him, he hugged him, and from that day onwards for approximately 10 years, because we know that Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam lived in Medina for 10 years before his demise, and for the full duration of that 10 years, Anas bin Malik radiallahu an remained the servant of Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. We will leave it there for today, inshallah. In the next discussion, we will continue with the life story of Anas bin Malik radiallahu an.